Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is our bonus podcast episode where we can see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how... So I dropped my script then. And how our advice went down with you, our wonderful G&D divas. Oh, you've just broke my dream.
I've just what?
Broke my dream.
Broke your dream?
Yeah, I think I had a dream about you last night.
Did you?
Yeah, you did. Oh, that's so weird.
How was that? No,
you were wearing. I'd lent you my grey jacket, and you said you'd give it me back, and I couldn't find it.
Right, that's very unlike me.
Nothing more boring than someone who explains a dream.
Never talk about your dreams. That's what you've always told me.
Yeah, have I?
Yep, on the radio anyway.
Yeah, never. Yeah.
Same goes for podcasts, by the way. Mm. Should we go to some responses? Now, on Producer Ben's newsletter, which we mentioned on Tuesday, every week he does a little poll, a vote, as you were. We just had the elections, obviously, but these are more important. And we've got some results from polls. And it's normally who do you side with, a William or a Jordan?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Do you do a poll every week? I like these polls that you do on the newsletter every week that I read.
So when we ask people,
What font have you put this in? Come on, bloody hell.
So when Ben asked people, are you more William and hate Marmite, or are you more Jordan and love it, who do you think won?
I'd say more people loved it.
No, more people hated it. 57% hated it.
Oh, okay.
I won. Are you more William and hate when people cancel plans, or are you more Jordan and love it when people cancel plans?
I reckon most people love it.
Yeah,
there's no better. If you're listening now and you're in your 20s, you get to a stage in your life where you make plans weeks in advance, and then all week you play this Russian roulette where you don't hear from each other, and you've got to kind of like have balls of steel.
Yeah.
And then like the night before or on the day, if you can last it out, they'll text you saying, I can't make tonight. And you're like, oh, good, no worries. But secretly, yes.
We had that a few months ago. And actually, I was going to cancel the day after, or not cancel, postpone. I thought, I'll leave it. I'll wait until tomorrow morning. It's a bit late to text them now. And literally, I then looked at my phone. 10 minutes later, they had texted me cancelling. And to be fair, that was quite good. But generally, I hate it. Are you more William and use a non-committal gosh in response to unhelpful comments? Or are you more Jordan and use the power of positivity? Who do you think won?
What?
You know, sometimes when people say something, I just go, oh, gosh, rather than say anything. I use a non-committal gosh.
And what do I do?
You use the power of positivity.
Power of positivity.
No. That lost by 41%. I won by 59%. And most importantly, we'll end on this one. Are you more William or are you more Jordan? That was put in our fifth birthday special newsletter. Who do you think, which of us won?
I reckon you won.
Oh, that's very sweet of you. No, you won.
Oh, did I?
A sizeable vote.
There's loads here. You've missed out.
I thought it'd be dull to go through all of them.
Are you more William for G&D or are you more Jordan for Guinness? And I don't prefer Guinness and Blue WKD. Oh, 13% said that.
And Ben has also put here, William has voted for himself in every poll. Apart from, are you more William and likely to accidentally end up on an adventure for kids? Or more Jordan's dad and would swear at beloved characters? Did I vote for Jordan?
I don't think you voted.
Oh, I don't think I voted. Oh, right, fine. I was going to say I wouldn't vote for that one.
I mean, he didn't swear at characters. Well, he did, but...
Some responses from listeners. This is from Tara. Hi, Jordan, William, and EPB.
Very fancy.
I listened to your birthday countdown episode and absolutely loved hearing the Monaco and Burnley clips again. Will you guys be doing any fun trips anytime soon? I think I speak for all Gin Divas when I say we need more of you two out and about in public. Much love, Tara.
Watch this space, Tara.
What? What's this?
Space.
We're going into space?
Oh, God, no. I've only just learned how to get on a plane. Never mind. Fly to space. I couldn't think of what worse, by the way.
Have they done all that yet?
Yeah, all these space? Rich people going to space.
I couldn't think of anything worse.
I don't know. Why?
No.
Just Google map it.
I don't want to go to Sheffield, let alone space.
Please don't give Sheffield anymore.
Shit. Okay, fine. It's a lovely part of the world.
I sound really unadventurous there, Google map it, but...
Okay. So where are we going then?
Just, we're in the... We might be planning a trip soon.
Well, do I get a sign off on this?
Absolutely not. Just leave us with it. You're going to love it.
That means I'm not.
Do you have a crash helmet? That's a yes.
This is from Anon. Hi, guys. I emailed way back in Series 5 about an ex who was stalking my social media, and I couldn't work out whether he liked me or not. You kindly read out my dilemma, and it seems your advice worked. He got in contact shortly after, and we welcomed a baby at the beginning of the year.
What?
That's a turn
up. No way. See, we are good at this.
Yes.
We're good at this.
Did you name it William, or did you name it Jordan?
When was Series 5?
If it was a boy, you named it William. If it was a girl, you named it Jordan.
That's amazing that our advice has led to someone...
Yes. Having a baby. The lights just came on over there, bizarrely.
The gay ghost.
Yeah. I like to believe it was the power of the podcast that got our bums in gear to get together. Quite literally, in our case. Well, not really. Look, I don't want to break it too anonymous, but the bottom is not involved in conception of a baby.
That's amazing. Our advice led to a conception.
Yes.
That's nice, amazing. I help I sexed my boss baby.
We can be honorary godparents.
Yeah.
Yes. Don't ask us for money. We've got... This is from Michelle. What is going on?
The lights are flickering.
What?
Is there anybody there? William.
Now, we've obviously...
William.
Now, obviously, a few weeks ago, we heard about the bride who'd injured herself and now has to go down the aisle on crutches. We've got some other Gin Divas that have got in touch that have been injured listening to our podcast, and we bear no responsibility. Okay, you can't come at us, but okay. We will have a giggle. This is from Michelle. Hi, William, Jordan and PB. Since Jordan has asked if anyone else has experienced an injury whilst listening to the podcast, I thought I had to share my minor injury. I have hypermobility, which in brief means my bones can dislocate. I'm sure you can see where I'm going with this. During the Daddy Issues episode, I was so horrified by the punchline, my jaw dropped and it popped out of place.
Oh!
The... The horror turned swiftly into agony, but it's okay, I'm used to it. After many episodes of shocking revelations, I'm not sure how much more will be able to shock me into dislocation. The podcast is worth any pain. Much love to you all, Michelle.
Do you know what? That should be our tagline. So funny, we dislocate jaws. That's... How many people can say they've made someone laugh so much they've dislocated the jaw?
Quite useful. This is from UV.
I hurt my back sneezing once. Yeah.
You hurt your back sneezing?
I did a really big sneeze and I had a sore back for ages.
Were you in a brace? A back brace?
No, just that sort of anyway.
This is from UV, which is quite high today. Dear William, Jordan, EPB and Diego, the reason I'm writing comes after hearing the story of poor Erica and her foot. About a month ago, I was on a fairly normal jog through the streets of Reading with my headphones in. The audio of choice during many of my workouts, like Erica, is Help I Sexted My Boss, and this run was no different. However, while I was crossing at traffic lights about 3 kilometres into a run, a driver didn't see me and drove straight through the flashing amber lights, hitting me at about 25 miles per hour.
Oh, God, we wanted funny stuff, not getting run over.
Smashing their headlight and knocking me about 6 feet. Thankfully, I had no major injuries beyond a concussion and some scarring on my hip and forearm from when I hit the ground. But I was surprised that I was not the only one to have been injured whilst listening to you on a podcast. Keep up the amazing work, bringing joy to all of us Gin Divas. All the best, UV.
Do you remember when I got knocked down by a bike? A Boris bike?
No.
I got a job then. I think she was Italian.
Oh, well.
She's going, scemo, scemo, scemo. And I was like, I'm really, really sorry. And she was like... We both went flying. I think, yeah, that was about 2 years ago. I was on weekends then. Buy a bike. Buy a bike. Get down to Charnock Richards. As you can see, Gene, it was still from the main episode 4 days later.
Yes.
We are having drilling. We're trying to record a podcast here!
Well, please stay safe whilst listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Any more?
No, that's it.
So if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or problem, this is the place where we can read it out. So drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us. We also love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. For more sex to do's and nonsense, sign up for producer Ben's newsletter via sexwithmyboss.com.
I hope it's stopped by next week.
See you next week.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.